USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as we learn the FBI agent behind several anti-Trump texts is out of a job. Peter Strzok's lawyer says Strzok was fired on Friday. He had helped lead the special investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election until his anti-Trump tweets were discovered. Omarosa Manigault-Newman on the attack, releasing a recording of a phone conversation she has with President Trump shortly after she was fired as a White House aide.
General Kelly came to me and said that you guys wanted me to leave.
No, nobody even told me about it.
Then she says this on NBC this morning.
John Kelly is running this White House, and Donald Trump has no clue what's going on. He's being puppeted, and that's very dangerous for this nation.
She was referring to Chief of Staff John Kelly. Trump tweets this morning, "Wacky Omarosa, she never made it, never will." This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama,
this is a bad time to be coming down off of that high,
comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
Several sources confirming legendary singer Aretha Franklin is gravely ill. The 76-year-old Detroit native said to be in hospice care, and her family's asking fans for prayers. Marking a year since a deadly white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, a small group of white nationalists rallied in Washington, D.C. yesterday, as well as thousands of counter-protesters. The police chief says,
to be able to stand up here today and nobody know that nobody was killed and nobody got hurt in our city is a little sense of pride there for our folks.
Echoing the words of Chief Peter Newsom was Mayor Muriel Bowser.
Our approach, and we feel strongly that it led to a relatively peaceful day, and outcomes today was to keep groups separate.
The leaders of North and South Korea now to meet in Pyongyang next month. The two countries announcing today that Kim Jong-un will host the South Korean president in the North Korean capital. It'll be the third meeting this year for the two.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The death toll from this month's Indonesian earthquake continues to rise as more bodies are recovered. That magnitude 6.9 quake that hit the island of Lombok on the 5th of August now blamed for at least 436 deaths. More than 1,300 people were injured. Over 350,000 people have been displaced. A New Mexico sheriff is defending the delay in rescuing some kids. As USA Radio's Rick Vinson explains,
the owners of the New Mexico compound where many children were found living in filthy conditions said they told the authorities well before they were discovered. Jerry Hogreff, Taos County Sheriff, on why the police didn't immediately search the property.
We would not have valid right to be there, and therefore the fruits of the unlawful tree would have come into play, and we would have lost anything that we could have possibly been able to criminally charge.
Four adults were arrested while the body of a boy was discovered on the property. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And a Houston restaurant temporarily shutting down its social media accounts after a backlash over a photo of its executive chef and Attorney General Jeff Sessions. There was immediate outrage on social media Friday after El Tiempo posted a photo of the executive chef smiling at Sessions' side. A number of people who disagree with Sessions' stance on illegal immigration now calling for a boycott of the popular Tex-Mex eatery. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.